Hi everyone, I'm Allie Graymond. I'm an OCD recovery coach with more than 10 years of experience helping people recover from OCD. Prior to that, I had severe OCD myself that I fully recovered from, and as do my clients. So if you wonder, can you fully recover from OCD? Absolutely, yes, you can. Before we start, I just wanted to say thank you to everybody who is helping others on the You Have OCD forum. I find that the atmosphere there is great. And, you know, I wanted to create a place where it's not about mutual rumination. It's not about, well, hey, I'll ask you for reassurance and you ask me for reassurance and we will not do any recovery work whatsoever, but instead helping each other recover, really putting the work in. Because a lot of the times people will say, well, I can't afford help. Well, okay, here's free help. Let's support each other and let's get through this. You can do it. It's just step by step, and it helps if other people are going through the same thing and also are actively working on their recovery, and then it becomes a positive thing where you could see, well, this person pushed through with their exposures. Why can't I? And it starts to become this thing where you gain momentum from that. So that's the kind of place I want this to become. So thank you so much for everybody who already joined. If you haven't, all the information's on youhaveocd.com. It's completely free, so I hope you take a look. Today, along those lines, I wanted to talk about the rumination or compulsions, how to log it correctly. What I don't want you to do is I don't want you to log it post-fact as you are just taking inventory. That doesn't do anything towards recovery. What you need to do is when you wake up in the morning, look back at yesterday's numbers. How did I do yesterday, say, first period of the day? It was this amount of compulsions or this amount of rumination. I need to do better than this. So you have your starting number, and now that's the number to beat, whether it's number of compulsions or number of minutes ruminating. So now you know when OCD tells you, hey, what about this? Or this, some sensation, thought, emotion comes in very real. You're like, I wish I could, but I can't because I'm tracking the time. So no, thank you. Do you know what I mean? So it becomes this game that you're continuously playing and that you're continuously getting better at the more you play the game. And you do this all day long. So then day two passes, right? Now, day three, you look at day two's numbers and again, reduce. So not post-fact logging it, which doesn't do anything, but trying the entire time period to do the best you can. And then afterwards, recording your results. But you know when you record those results that you really did try the best you could. I hope it clears up how to exactly track it. If you have any questions, please let me know. I really hope you check out the forum. I will leave everything in the description below. I will see you tomorrow in another video.